The four Brahma Vihara, you actually cannot learn to have metta. Do you understand? You cannot learn to be compassionate. You cannot learn to rejoice. Because this is not something that you can learn. Do you understand? These are the virtues that you must have for it to manifest. That's why there is no such thing as I must learn to be compassionate. I must learn to be loving. I must learn to rejoice. To me, it's like yan. You know what is yan? It's like suppressing your feeling. But you are not really having the love, the metta inside. But you learn to be loving. And you don't have compassion. You want to learn to develop compassion. That is all your thought telling you. Understand? And the thought that don't have metta, karuna, and mudita, how can he learn something that he doesn't have? You cannot learn. Do you understand? That's why you must train your mind to understand through wisdom. What is mudita? What is metta? Today I think Lei Hong not around. Lei Hong not here. She typed out that book. He finished typing it out last week, which was very good. On metta, bhavana. The previous Tuesday I shared with you all that book. That's why when you read and understand what metta is, then from there you develop the understanding. What is more important is the understanding, not the knowledge. Understand? The knowledge of metta will never give you metta. Understand? But when you understand the beauty of metta, then you can have that mind state. Understand? Like metta is the opposite of all this negative mind state. When you have loving kindness, metta, there is no jealousy, there is no envy, there is no hatred. There is no negativity of mind state. And then you realize metta is beautiful. Then metta is something that purifies. Understand? When you have metta, you cannot have all those negative mind state. Means what? You are actually purifying your mind. Because with metta, you cannot break precept anymore. You cannot get angry. The evil root cannot come in. You cannot become emotional. Because that love is there. It's not only the conditioned love, understand? The what they call mundane type of love, understand? That one is infatuation, or love when you see the beauty, when you see everything goes according to your standard, understand? Then you say, I love you. But when those conditions missing change, the love also disappear. Means this is a selfish love, conditioned love. You love because you see the beauty, outward appearance. You love because you see the wealth, the money, and all those things. You think you will have good life and all those things. So a lot of this so-called thought-based knowledge type of love is with selfishness. With the mind behind doing the weighing. So when you cannot develop the mindfulness to see all this, then the thought is active. And this will lead to the evil roots coming in to create selfishness. That's why you cannot learn to have metta. You must develop wisdom and see the importance of having this quality of mind. When I see the importance, I will go all out to develop it. True or not? I don't need to learn. Because I see the importance, that's why I can have it. Then when I have it, metta can be radiated. Metta can be shared, given to the world. Similarly, rejoicing. You can never do all those negative things anymore. Because you understand the beauty of rejoicing. When I rejoice, I develop wholesomeness. I will not have negativity of mind state. That's how you develop it. That's why without wisdom, you cannot learn things, you cannot develop things. If you want to learn, you must develop the understanding. When you understand, you learn very fast. When you don't understand, you actually don't progress. Because that so-called learning is what the thought is telling you. I have to learn to be kind, to be generous. How can you do that? Learning is knowledge. Do you understand? Rigid. Then I pretend to have that. Because inwardly, I don't have it. That's why I have to learn. Learn to be compassionate. Learn to be kind. Learn to be whatever. But that thing which you don't have, how can you learn? You must have it, then no need to learn. Understand? Where you see the importance of it means you understand this metta is so beautiful. That's why the moment you understand its beauty, you will go all out and develop it. You don't have to learn anymore. But this is what I must have. It's just like right view with accordance with the law of karma. After you have learned the teaching, then you have understood what the Buddha is trying to advise you. You have to avoid all evil, do good. Because if you don't do that, you don't take care of karma, then you will fall. You will get into big trouble. Because if you don't avoid all evil, you will break the precept. You will create negativity or karma. Then if you don't like cultivate virtue, wholesomeness, kindness, goodness, merits, you will not have the good life. Well, the law of karma is against it. So when you understand all this, you will automatically have the wisdom to follow the advice of the Buddha. Then you naturally will avoid all evil through keeping the precept. You see it now. You understand. Precepts are very, very important. If you violate precept, means precept will cause your karmic negativity to arise. Then that will lead to downfall in your life. So when you understand that precept, when you break them, it constitutes major evil. And then you will understand why the Buddha say we have to keep our precept. But that is out of love and compassion, so that you can really avoid all evil. But when you violate them, it constitutes major evil. So that understanding will move you to cultivate, to develop it. Because you develop it through understanding, not develop it through knowledge. Oh, I must have this type of virtue. It's just like when you are violent, okay? When you know that you are very violent, small thing you react, you get angry, and you are very possessive, authoritative, very violent. Then you go and see somebody who want to teach you, and you think it's logical. You know what he will teach you? Go and practice non-violent. Can you do it? Can you practice non-violent? But this habitual tendency of violence is inside you, understand? How can you practice non-violent? The violence is inside you, understand? You have to meditate to understand that violence is not you, understand? And then with that wisdom, no need to practice. The violence will not arise. You can root it out. Do you understand? That's why you need understanding, not to go and practice the opposite, non-violent. If I meditate and understand that fear, worry, anxiety, sorrow and lamentation and violence is dependent originating, condition arising mind state, then I know they come and they go, I didn't die. So how can violence be me? Fear also the same. Anger also the same. Hatred also the same. Envy, jealousy, sorrow and lament also the same. They come and they go and I never die. Then why must I attach to those negative mind states? I am angry. I still have anger. I still have violence. This is delusion. Do you understand? They arise due to what? Because you lack wisdom. You are deluded. The form and mind attached to the five aggregate of mind, thinking that you are real, thinking that that guy is real, thinking that that guy scolded you, and you are hurt because of the self-identification. Do you understand? Sakyaditi. So when I see all this, when I understand, I develop the wisdom, then I don't have to practice anything. Understand? I don't have to practice non-violent. That is stupid. Because when I understand that violent is not me, what is there to practice? Do you see that point? I become that is because of my ignorance and delusion. He know me, he know you. So who is getting angry? Who is violent? Nobody. Because you lack right view. That's why you cannot have love. You cannot have compassion. You cannot have sympathetic joy. You cannot be in the state of equanimity. Where you think the form and mind is real. You think the form and mind is you. But when you meditate according to the Buddha's way and understand that this form and mind is not you, they are dependent originating condition arising causal phenomena with the universal characteristics of impermanent. When you cling and you grasp, it leads to suffering. Then because they are impermanent, it's not a permanent unchanging entity. That's why it's anatta, non-self, empty. Then you awaken. Then you realize, no more problem. Well, all this mind state is my reaction through ignorance. Then I realize, without ignorance, with wisdom, I don't have to react. I can be at peace with every situation, every living being. Do you understand? That's why there is no need to practice. Who practice? The thought practice. The thought think he is violent, he want to practice non-violent. How can it happen? It's just like you create a duality and you want to resolve that duality. The Buddha say, imas means sati, idang hoti. Means, when this arise, that arise. Because when you are violent, you create the duality of violent, then the opposite is what? Non-violent. Okay? It exists already. Then you want to get rid of violence by practicing non-violent. How can it go away? We are both are created by your delusion through the mundane mind, the thought. So the Buddha say the second stanza is very important. The first stanza is imas means sati idang hoti. Then the Buddha say imas means asati idang arhoti. When this ceases, that also ceases. Do you understand? When I don't create any duality, when I don't have any right, there is no wrong. Understand? Because duality is what the Tao call yin and yang. Yin yang, the opposite. When you create one side, the duality of the other side appears. Because when you say, I'm a good person, what happened? Whatever that is not good is evil, understand? Bad person. But in the first place, you are just the way you are, understand? With wisdom, you have the virtue, you have the goodness, that's why you are a good person. But good and bad is relative, do you understand? Duality. Thought creates words to divide. Then why must you be deceived and deluded by the thought, by the duality that arises in the existential world? Well, within the conditioned world, duality exists. But when you develop the wisdom born of Dhamma understanding, then you realize it's a conventional truth, not a reality. It exists within the conditioned world, where living beings use thought, use mind, the mundane mind. But when you meditate, you silence your mind, the direct seeing, there is no word. No word means no duality. Nothing to divide. You see things as they are. You see truth. You see reality. You see what is suchness. That's how you develop the wisdom to free. Without wisdom, you cannot free. That's why don't be gullible anymore. Don't go and practice metta. Don't go and practice compassion. Don't go and practice non-violence. All this is delusion. Who practices? The thought practice. And how can the thought awaken to the understanding, which is the Dhamma, that is beyond thought, beyond mind? You can't. You must develop the understanding, the wisdom, that straight away you realize they are all not you. What is there to practice? If violent is not me, why must I go and practice non-violent? In the first place, I shouldn't be in that state of violence. When I have wisdom, I cannot be violent. It is an evil root. That's why when you understand all this cease. So, the word practice, you have to be careful. That's why I prefer to use the word cultivate. Cultivate. Cultivate is not a practice. Do you know the difference between practice and cultivator? Cultivate is to do it in such a manner that you develop the understanding and the wisdom. That's why we call it a cultivation. Understand? Practice means what? I practice how to play table tennis. I practice how to play badminton. Practice is repetitive. Understand? Keep on training, keep on repeating. And that is thought-based. Understand? Who practice? The thought want to practice. To be skillful and all those things. So you cannot practice. Your wisdom is to be awakened to, understand? Wisdom cannot be practiced. I cannot practice to be wise, do you understand? But it is a wisdom. I need to silence my mind and awaken to truth. It's not something when I keep on practicing, I will become wise one day. It means you are completely deluded. How can I practice to be wise? It's just like what they used to say, practice letting go. You look at the delusion behind. It's very logical, no? To the human world, even a lot of monks also teach like that. Teach you how to practice letting go. Their logic is what? Because you attach, you have to let go. Logical, no? If I don't let go, I get into trouble. But I give you a real example, then you tell me whether that logic is true or not. Let's say this is red hot. Okay? Burning. The moment you hold, what happened? It will burn you, isn't it? It will torment you, isn't it? Are you so foolish as to go and hold? Then practice not to hold? Who practice? When you are deluded, you don't see the danger, you will hold, understand or not? That's why you keep on clinging, grasping, holding, and become miserable. Suffering arises already, you still don't know. You still blame. That guy lah, make me angry. You have not done that, I would not be what I am. Do you see the reality behind it? The reality is, the thing that burn and torment is not at the physical level, understand not? He suffer at the mind level, mental, which is not something physical, burning, tormenting. If it's something physical, you straight away will not touch, understand not? You will not even go near, understand not? Like the cobra, you dare to go near or not? You see danger, it can kill you. You dare to go near or not? Straight away you will not hold, understand or not? If this is burning hot, you are so gullible as to hold. Nobody will hold, understand or not? It's only the guy that is deluded will go and hold, where he don't see the danger. And the guy who hold, which is deluded, want to practice letting go. Is it possible? As long as you are deluded, you will hold. The other example that I always give is, I always ask you to apply Noble Eightfold Path. Okay? Noble Eightfold Path means what? You have to understand the problem. When I have right view, I understand, then I will not get angry, I will not react. I will not do all those things. But if I don't have right view, I will always react, blame, and get angry. And how can I learn when I do that? But that itself is wrong view, delusion. I cannot see the truth, the reality. That's why you cannot learn that way. So in life, a lot of things, you have to develop wisdom and understanding, then only you can free your mind. So knowing that the one who holds is deluded, the one that is wise will not hold, he sees the danger. You understand? If I don't hold because I have the wisdom, do I need to let go? You see the understanding behind that? I already understand the danger, that's why I cannot hold. Means I have wisdom. My problem is gone. When I know this is dangerous and I will not hold, the moment I hold, I grasp, I develop suffering. It will burn me and torment me. I see it so clearly. That's why I cannot hold. The wise one cannot hold. Is there a need to practice letting go? Who practice? The guy who is holding, trying to practice. Understand now? And do you think he can let go? The real life example is very simple. People will come and tell you, forget about him lah. Especially couple, spouse. They, through misunderstanding, want to divorce, quarrel, you know. Then the friend come, let go lah. You think you can let go? Well, your negative thought, keep on clinging to that thought. This guy, last time, say all those nice things to me when he was courting me. Can even promise me the moon and all those things. Now, you call him a bastard. This bastard did this to me. Want to divorce me and all those things. So, the anger comes from where? Because the delusion hold on to it and thinks that he is real, you are real. That's why the anger, the hatred, then it becomes jealousy. Then you quarrel. You create all the negativity of mind state, leading to all the suffering, the fear, the anxiety, insomnia, cannot sleep. Then what happened? The Buddha said, this is suffering. Understand? Then somebody come along and say, practice letting go. Let go of that guy. You think he can let go? There is no way, understand? It's just like when you get angry, you say, don't get angry. Practice non-anger. How can you practice non-anger? So every time when the anger want to arise, what do you do? Because you think you know the Dhamma. I still have anger. You say, means your cultivation is not correct, understand? Or not perfect. Means you are not enlightened yet. Yeah, you say you still have anger. So what do? You try to suppress your anger. Yeah. So want to get angry, also suppress. Is that real Dhamma? Real Dhamma is to develop the understanding. Why did I get angry? Trace the origination factor. Then when you understand, retrospectively reverse it. That's why the Buddha said, the third way, when there is fear, there is anger, silence your mind and stay with it. Then see what happens. If you don't do anything, it ceases to be. That's how you free. Then you come to understand fear, anger is not what you think. They are not intrinsic in your mind state. They are dependent originating mind state. Before you get angry, you are not angry. There was no anger. Before the fear arise, there was no fear. Then how did fear arise? How did anger arise? That's what meditation is all about. Trace the origination factor through mindfulness, through awareness, through observation in life. Then you understand. Then when you understand that it's self-delusion that condition all this to stir your mind, then you realize that is the problem. That is where all the wrong view and wrong understanding create the movement and cause the anger to develop the suffering, the misery. Then when you understand already, what must you do? Retrospectively reverse it. That's why after that you tell yourself, the next time I see that guy, or the next time I hear something negative, how can I not react to wrong view? Don't stir my mind and get angry or develop the fear, the anxiety. That is what meditation is all about. That is what wisdom is all about. Then you check, what did the Buddha say under the teaching? The Buddha said, let things be, see things as they are. Can you accept the world as the world? Can you see things as they are? That's why you must understand the teaching. The Buddha said, when conditioned like that, things are like that. The world will be like that. Similarly for people, deluded beings do deluded things. People are just the way they are. So when you have this understanding, wisdom, see things as they are, as they really are, or truly are, be at peace with the moment through wisdom, through right view. Then you know how to apply the teaching, the Noble Eightfold Path. Right view leading to right thought, right speech, right action, right livelihood, and right samadhi, the four right effort. That's what you have to do. That's how you free your mind. Don't be gullible and deluded and go and practice the opposite duality. Where go such practice? Practice to let go. Practice non-violent. Practice non-greed, non-selfish. Where go such practice? Without wisdom, they will be there. That's why develop wisdom, understanding. Meditate, silent, observe, understand. Then you are free. The moment you understand, you are free. You are liberated. You will not hold anymore. Do you understand? You see the danger. You see the foolishness, the delusion behind. That is the real cultivation. That's why I prefer the word cultivate. Don't practice. Practice is repetitive, mechanical. Mechanical thing you can practice. Then you improve. You become more skillful. Like practice how to ride a bicycle, how to balance yourself. Practice how to play a game, how to cook your food. That one you need to practice. It's repetitive. Understand now? But when you want to understand something, you cannot practice. Understand now? Wisdom need to be awakened too. Need to be realized. That one don't practice. That one cultivate.
So can you practice meditation?
That's why wrong. Cannot. You know what Krishnamurti say or not? The first thing people ask is, teach me how to meditate. Wait. Teach me how to meditate. Is that the right question? Yeah? Why? Why is it not the right question?
Try and rephrase it. That's because you don't even understand the very basic of what you're trying to do. Therefore, you do cannot practice.
So the right question is what? Not teach me how to meditate. Answer now. Explain to me what is meditation. Do you understand? That is the correct thing. Like Chui said, you don't even know what meditation is. How can you practice meditation? And teach me how to meditate, you know, as if it's a method and a technique. You know. Meditation is to develop wisdom to awaken. How can you practice? Method and technique, people go and practice, correct. But is method and technique the meditation? No, they are just a series of instructions to do things. That's why the question is wrong. Krishnamurti said, whatever you want to do, you must understand what that thing is. Then only you can do. Understand? Or? Do you understand? If you don't know what is meditation, how can you go into it? How can you cultivate it? You can't. It's just like in life. You say you have a problem. Okay? You have a problem. Then you come to a meditator, a cultivator. He say, Master, I have a problem. He said, you meditate, your problem will be gone. But he never explained to you what is meditation. And to me, it is not a one size fit all, understand or not? Because everybody's problem is different, understand or not? First thing I must know is what is your problem, isn't it? If you don't even know what is your problem, how can you solve your problem? True or not? So the right question is, I have to ask you what is your problem. So when you explain to me what your problem is, then I will connect you to the teaching, understand or not? Because the Buddha said under the first noble truth, the eighth reality of life. So where your problem fall into? Which category? If it's old age, sickness and death or birth, then we know it's the first four. Then I can zero in and I can teach you how to develop the understanding, and for the time being you don't have to suffer so much. And then you go and meditate, understand? Meditate to develop your own understanding, awakening. But whatever I tell you is knowledge to you. But this is my understanding. If you have not understood, it's knowledge. You accumulate in your brain, understand? And this is knowledge. Then you try to use this knowledge to go back and practice. You cannot do it. You have to develop the understanding yourself. Means you have to go through the meditation, the training. Silence your mind. Develop the understanding through direct seeing, observation, understanding. Then, the moment you understand, no need to let go, no need to practice, no need to do all those things. You are straight away free. Understand? You got no more problem already. Understand? But the wisdom free you. That's the reason why I say nothing free except your understanding, your wisdom. There are certain things you cannot practice on, understand? Especially wisdom, the Dhamma. You have to awaken the truth. You have to realize it through the silent mind, through the direct seeing. The practice is always mechanical by the thought, understand? Who practice? Who meditate? The thought practice, the thought meditate. That's why you are trapped. So this aspect, go back and reflect, contemplate, understand it, so that you can free your mind, not to be trapped in it anymore. And the moment you can free your mind with this understanding, you learn very fast. You learn very fast. Yeah. Always remember, don't be gullible, keep on believing what people tell you and keep on practicing. If you have practiced for umpteen years and you are still the same, your character never changed, your personality never changed, you still have problem in life, and then better check what that practice is all about. Because you practice, that's why you become like that. Yeah. Practice is repetitive. You know what is repetitive or not? If you repeat what you do, let's say for 40 years, do you think you are going to improve? Then you are repeating what you are doing year after year, understand? But if you cultivate and keep on improving, every year is different, understand? That is the big difference between cultivation and practice. Practice means repetitive, understand? Mechanical. I keep on repeating it. That's why for the next 30, 40 years, you still want to continue to do that practice or not? No point. You may become more skillful in that practice, but that will not free your mind. Because you are still the same old mundane mind with the delusion. That's why you keep on practicing. But what is needed to free your mind is beyond thought, beyond mind, the unconditioned. So how can you use thought to practice? The instrument itself limits you from realizing the state that is beyond thought, beyond mind. So never use the thought to practice or to cultivate, to develop the meditation. To develop the meditation, you need to train your mind, to silence your mind, so that you realize that true mind, the awareness with it, that is the mind that can meditate and develop the understanding and the awakening. When you know that you have a nature within, that is the unborn, eternal life, that true nature, the Buddha nature, the Self nature, then you will not have any more problem. Do you understand? Well, you know the form of mind is not you. Understand? then you only need to silence your mind through meditation to understand why they are not you. See the dependent origination, condition arising, causal phenomena. Then the direct seeing will allow you to insight into phenomena. Then you realize what the Buddha meant by impermanent, anicca. You grasp and cling and want things your way, which is not nature's way, you will suffer. Then you understand the universal characteristics of anicca dukkha. Then because it's impermanent, it's not a permanent unchanging entity, that's why it's anatta, non-self, empty, dependent originating, condition arising, causal phenomena. That's why it's a phenomenal world of consciousness, arise and pass away, come and go. The aggregates are all of that. And when you understand that, the understanding frees you. You will not be gullible, you will not attach, you will not cling to the five aggregates of form and mind. They will just be the way they are, in the proper place for you to use, for you to do whatever you want to do. Because these are karmically conditioned form and mind for you to come to this existential world, to live life, to develop the cultivation, the training, the perfection. So all this is what Dhamma is all about. When you understand, your mind becomes beautiful. You can liberate like the lotus above the filthy pond. Then when you liberate, you are not affected by the conditioned world. Then everything becomes clear. That's why you must have the wisdom of both the conditioned Dhamma and the unconditioned Dhamma. Then the Heart Sutta say, "Zhen Kong Miao Yu," through emptiness is wonderful existence become very clear to you, very meaningful. Means you, when you understand true emptiness, life become wonderful, meaningful, beautiful. That is what Dhamma is all about, and there is such thing as life, even though it's within the moment, not much reality. Split second is dead and gone. Split second is dead and gone. But there is such thing as a form and mind able to let you have all of the pristine beauty and experience within the conditioned world, so that you can truly live life to the fullest. Then you can experience or realize all the pristine beauty and wonders of life. So this is something that you need to slowly reflect, contemplate, develop the understanding, the awakening that stabilizes this understanding. Then you can act. Means every moment, every instant, no matter what happens, that understanding will surface and you will not be afflicted anymore. That's what Dhamma is. And this is the real one. The real one is come with awakening, not knowledge. Something that your form and mind will understand. But when it's connected, your form and mind doesn't suffer anymore. Personality-wise, character-wise, understanding-wise, you become a transformed living being. You are always heedful, no longer heedless. Your mind states are very different because of that understanding, that wisdom. Okay?